Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. Holy One, by the power of your Spirit, renew us, sustain us for this new journey of a new year. Let us remain faithful to your promises and to the promises that we make to you. Renew us by the waters of baptism. Renew us by the power of your Spirit, so that we may be given new life this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the baptism of the Lord Sunday. The baptism of the Lord Sunday is an important Sunday for us to remember the baptism of Jesus and our own baptisms. As we were singing, "I was there to hear your morning cry," I could not help but remember my daughter's baptism. My daughter's baptism, there was a soloist who sang this song. The morning of my daughter's baptism was the very first time ever that I pulled out my back. That morning, I was trying to pick her up out of the cradle, and as I did, I pulled out my lower back muscles and fell to the floor in quite a bit of agony and had to call Lauren to come and get the baby out of my arms as I was kneeling on the floor, unable to get up. That day we had about 40 people coming to my house for a picnic after the baptism. The day just kept going on and on and on. But in the midst of the pain and agony of trying to walk up the altar steps to that baptismal font, I will remember forever that day that I handed my child over to the pastor, and the pastor baptized my child. It's moments like that that we just can't forget. It's moments like that that are so meaningful in our lives. And this day, we remember the baptism of Jesus, and we remember our own. It's often weird to me that we jump straight from the birth of Jesus and the wise men to now the baptism of Jesus, and he's fully grown, immersed in the Jordan. There's little that we know about Jesus from point A and this point B. There's little that we know between then and now. And it must be a significant event, this baptism of Jesus, so significant that it's mentioned in all four of the Gospels. And it also happens to be the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. But why was Jesus baptized? John was baptizing people for the repentance of sin. I always wondered that, so I did a little research. Jesus was baptized, and John wasn't sure he should do it at all. Remember in the scripture, John's like, "Really, Jesus? I think you should be baptizing me. I don't think I should be baptizing you." Jesus responds to John. We overhear a little bit of their conversation, and Jesus responds by saying, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper in this way to fulfill all righteousness." What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean for the fulfillment of righteousness? First of all, the Gospel of Matthew, I think, is a gospel that really wants to portray that Jesus is the Messiah. That Jesus, even though he's not the Messiah that was expected, but he is the Messiah that has come. The conversation between John and Jesus is the Gospels writer telling us and reassuring us that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, even though he wasn't what they were expecting. The second point is that Jesus says he fulfills all righteousness. And righteousness means justice, being set right in our relationship with God and with others. When we're in a right relationship with people, we experience God's justice, God's wholeness. That's righteousness. So Jesus says that his being baptized is part of the process of bringing about justice in the world. I wondered a little bit more. How does baptism do that? How does baptism bring justice into the world? Well, his baptism is a sign of affirmation for the message John has been sharing up to this point. Jesus may not need to repent, but it is a public proclamation that this is the mission he'll be about, the one that John subscribes, the one that John talks about, the coming of the reign of God. And let it be so for now, he says. For now is God's time. Now is the time for his public ministry to start. Now is the time that God proclaims for Jesus to begin his ministry. His baptism announced that to everyone, that his time has come. And when Jesus comes up out of the water, God's voice is heard as God's Spirit descends on him like a dove. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. God's words of confirmation of John's message and Jesus' baptism and Jesus' claiming of his identity and his own path. So why is Jesus baptized? I think like everything he does, it is for us. He pours out his life for others. His purpose in the world is not to serve his own interests, but to be hope and light for the world. We are not baptized necessarily because Jesus is. Rather, Jesus is baptized because we are. And his purpose is to join in our lives fully, that in so doing we have someone to follow and who leads us to the very heart of God. Baptisms are significant moments. It was a significant moment in the life and ministry of Jesus that day. Baptisms are significant in our lives, in the lives of those that we love. I will always remember the first baptism I performed. I will always remember. Her name was Kaylee. Kaylee was about 14 months old at the time, and Kaylee was just a nugget. She was such a tiny little peanut. She had these blonde curly hair and she was in a beautiful dress. And as I walked her around the congregation, because it was a small sanctuary and it was a small congregation, I was able to walk her around and introduce her to a lot of people. And as I did, there was this little girl, Maddie, who was eating cheese curls. And Maddie, being her new sister in Christ, her new family, as she was baptized, handed her a cheese curl. Her mother said, yes, it was fine for her to eat it, but what I did not realize was by the end of the journey around the sanctuary, my white robe was now covered with orange little fingerprints. I'll always remember Kaylee, and I'll always remember that first baptism. I think baptism is really important in the life of Jesus in this moment. It is really important in our lives. I love the part in the baptism of Jesus when the voice speaks. If you recall in Psalm 29, the Psalter that we read, it said seven times the voice of God. The voice of God. The voice of God that at the beginning of creation spoke a word and light came into existence. The voice of God that hovered over, the Spirit of God that hovered over the deep, and then the Word of God spoke so that life would come into existence. This voice has the power to bring about creation, to bring about creative work, to agitate, to stir, to renew, and to bless. This voice of God. So when I was thinking about this voice of God and the power that words and the voice have, I thought to myself, I wonder how often I acknowledge or remember that my words, that my voice has power to agitate, power to heal, power to harm, power to be about God's creative work in the world. How often do we consider the power our voices have? Perhaps not the same power as the voice of God that broke open the heavens and spoke, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." But our voices do have power. As people who are baptized at the baptismal font, we are called to live like Jesus. We are called from that place, that baptismal font, where we claim our identity and God claims it for us, reminding us that we are indeed a child of God, just like Jesus, who shares in this journey and teaches us what it means to be fully human, teaches us what it means to truly be a child of God, to be about justice and righteousness, to be people who think about their words and use them for creative purposes in the world, words that heal, words that bring hope and joy and light into the world. I remember that first prayer of blessing over Kaylee that day. I remember the words that I spoke. I remember the hope in the eyes of her grandmother as she was so delighted that her daughter brought her grandchild for baptism. I remember those words. Do you remember this moment that you are claimed by the voice of God, a child of God, claimed as beloved because God loves you? And that out of that love, we are called to respond just like Jesus did. It is not the end. It is just the beginning of the journey. And we have Jesus who will lead us. Jesus who will show us the way of our full humanity to love, to serve, and to be about the wholeness of God. The Spirit of God at the beginning of creation hovered over the chaos of the water, hovered over the deep darkness, and out of that deep darkness brought forth life. Out of chaos brought order and existence. That same Spirit hovers over the water for us, reminding us that God will bring order out of chaos, life out of death, joy out of sorrow, and strength out of weakness. We invite you to come to the baptismal font during the final hymn to remember the waters of your baptism. You can dip your hand in the baptismal font, make the sign of the cross on your forehead. We invite you to remember that this is the beginning of the journey of the new year. The new year, same promises, new life. That's what God promises out of the water, is new life. May it be so for each of us as we journey together in this new year, as we seek to respond faithfully to God's voice and God's call on our lives. Amen.